A House subcommittee is focusing on grazing on public lands. Thursday, Republican leaders will discuss what they call the regulatory burdens on the industry. Amanda Peacher reports.
The Trump administration wants to revise a number of environmental regulations, but so far, livestock grazing hasn't been a big part of the national discussion. At the hearing, opponents and advocates will share their take on livestock grazing management. Eric Mulvar is with the Western Watersheds Project. He says the grazing industry needs more regulation, not less.
And prevent the kind of overgrazing and widespread damage that's happening to wildlife habitat and trout salmon streams.
But some revision is necessary so ranchers can have more flexibility, according to Idaho's Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. He'll testify at the hearing about the role of ranchers in rural areas who, he says, need the support of the federal government.
Those ranchers are the backbone of those communities. They're on the hospital board, they're on the school board, they're there year in and year out supporting the community.
The Bureau of Land Management alone manages more than 155 million acres of grazing rangeland, much of which is in the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.